We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh? Slow.
Hello, gentle viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world for satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendo Sat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Vancouver, Canada takes steps to end homelessness by 2015. In eco news, organic methods bring abundant harvest to a farmer in India. In education news, Singapore gives kindness awards to secondary schools. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 10th, the birthday of the benevolent Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, the founder of the Sikh religion, is celebrated. The first of the 10 gurus of the Sikhs, he was born in 1469 in the village of Talwandi, now known as Nankana Sahib in present-day Pakistan. Guru Nanak taught of the brotherhood of all humans and that all are considered equal regardless of caste, race, or gender. He spoke to the people of many faiths throughout his travels to India, Arabia, and Persia. In addition, Guru Nanak established the three pillars of Sikhism: Naam Japna, meditate on the name of God; Kirat Karni, make an honest living; and Van Chakna, share one's wealth. Activities on this auspicious occasion include processions, decorating the Gurdwaras where Sikhs pray, with flowers, flags, and lights, and also reading the entire Guru Granth Sahib beginning 2 days prior. May all our Sikh brethren have an uplifting and joyful remembrance of the birthday of the compassionate and enlightened Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji.
Heavy rains further displaced Somali refugees. As of Monday, November 7th, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, reported that deluges and resulting floods have impacted thousands of Somalis living in shelters who had already been displaced due to famine, drought, and conflict. Although the rains have brought welcome relief to previously parched condition, their intensity has wreaked havoc in places like Mogadishu, where one shelter that had been housing 2,800 was destroyed. In neighboring eastern Kenya, refugee camps in Dadaab were also flooded, affecting about 5,000 people there. The UN Refugee Agency expressed concern about how the latrines destroyed from the floods could increase health risks. The UNHCR has thus far donated 4,500 relief aid kits to those affected in Mogadishu, with other emergency efforts planned.
With all our love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asks our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required, saying that financial aid for urgent needs is available.
Our appreciation, United Nations, for your continued endeavors of care, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. May heaven grace the Somali people with resilience, as we pray that humanity's kinder actions as a vegan world may restore the balance of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thank you. ra đồng dương dai chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sâu luôn túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao loạn tiên thế chìm mau lo sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sâu nước túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ dưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao dao chớp loạn tiên thế chìm máu loan ôi con thơ ở lại mẹ đã nát tan ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
we can still save the planet.
Day 440.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
World Vegan Month inspires global pledge to be veg. From South Africa to South Korea, Hungary to Benin, awareness-raising events are being held throughout the month of November to mark World Vegan Month. Starting with World Vegan Day on November 1st, members of the public everywhere are encouraged to adopt the beneficial vegan lifestyle.
It's very important for us to pledge on the 1st of November to not eat any meat, not eat any dairy products.
Supreme Master Television's correspondent went to several of the locations, such as Brisbane, Australia.
We are here today at the World Vegan Day Fair. A lot of volunteers have come together to help spread the message about the benefits of the vegan lifestyle.
So I've been vegan for 14 years or so. And I found my stamina in tennis and those sort of sports really increased. I know vegans who are weightlifters and things like that, so...
The protein myth is...
It's definitely a protein myth. Of course you can get enough protein as a vegan.
Reporting from Brisbane, Australia, for Supreme Master Television.
Originally founded by the international group The Vegan Society, World Vegan Month celebrates a lifestyle free of all animal products to benefit human health, animals, and the environment.
이거는 사람과 환경을 위해서 너무나 필요한 것입니다. 우리 모두 채식합시다.
채식하세요. 채식하세요. 채식하세요.
，其实我本身吃素全素不含蛋奶已经有四年多的时间了，身体越来越好了。然后而且呢，这也是爱护我们的地球，然后也是以爱心对待小动物这样子。对。
Our association members participating in places as diverse as the U.S., Benin, and the U.K. also showed that veg food is a win-win in the kindness and taste departments.
Members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association are distributing flyers and distributing delicious vegan samples. Some of the responses have been that people are willing to consider delicious vegan options.
Yeah, I love the sweet and sour unchicken. It was very delicious.
We are here at the Yoga Show in London, United Kingdom, where members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association have a stall to promote the plant-based diet. We are sharing information and distributing samples of vegan cheese and homemade vegan cakes. We have been approached by many people who have pledged to be veg. So did you like our vegan cake today?
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
Yes, I tried the vegan cheese. Absolutely delicious. Thank you.
Mon bon à l'endroit de tout le monde entier, c'est d'adopter plutôt ce mode de vie qui est plus bénéfique que tout autre et différent. Be veg. Go green. Save the planet.
Our hats off all organizers and participants of World Vegan Month. May more and more people discover the joys and vital importance of plant-based fare this month and always.
Hi, I'm Gia from Prime Media Broadcasting in Johannesburg. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Hear how the bluebird sings like he's never sung before. Feeling like I've got wings. Flying so high I could soar. Once I was headstrong, but now I see something's changing, rearranging, immovable me.
Jadilah vegan, pelihara alam untuk selamatkan planet kita.
There's never been a day like this. Oh, there's never been a day like this. No, there's never been a day like this.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Boxing legend Joe Frazier remembered.
The champion, who was considered one of the greatest heavyweight boxers to ever live, passed away on November 7 at the age of 67. With accomplishments that included an Olympic gold medal, as well as a 32-win boxing record overall, Mr. Frazier was awarded the title of Undisputed World Heavyweight Boxing Champion. Along with being inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame and the World Boxing Hall of Fame, he was also ranked as one of the 10 greatest heavyweight champions of all time. News of his passing brought tributes from friends and colleagues, such as former ring rival and fellow legend Muhammad Ali, who stated, "The world has lost a great champion. I will always remember Joe with respect and admiration. My sympathy goes out to his family and loved ones. We join in sincere condolences to the family, friends, and admirers of Mr. Joe Frazier, whose legacy will ever inspire the hearts of many. May his soul rest serenely in the comforting love and light of the divine."
Save our planet. UN report links extreme weather to climate change. Culminating 3 years of research is a new report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, which reveals an association of human-caused climate change with more frequent extreme weather events such as heat waves, wildfires, floods, and cyclones. The draft copy of Special Report on Managing the Risks of Extreme Events and Disasters to Advance Climate Change Adaptation is now available, with the final report to be published in late November 2011. The release of this information coincides with a series of unprecedented worldwide weather calamities, such as severe October snowstorms on the east coast of the USA, flooding in Bangkok, Thailand, and extreme droughts in the Horn of Africa, to name just a few. The report also forecasts a future of continued volatile weather that could further endanger large populations in coming decades.
Our sincere thanks, IPCC and all participating scientists, for sharing these important observations. Let us quickly heed such urgent findings and adopt eco-protective lifestyles to stabilize weather patterns and ensure the welfare of the Earth's inhabitants.
During an August 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the dire consequences of climate change and what must be done to protect the ecosphere.
It's truly critical now, as we have witnessed increasing disaster worldwide due to climate change, and yet we still have time. We still have a little time to change the course of destiny, thanks to the vegetarian population, old and new members, that reduce the most karmic retribution in the short span of time. Thus we have like an extended deadline before the no return point, but it's not much. We must change fast to avoid much more damage to the earth, as well as loss of more lives and resources. The best solution for our urgent situation right now is a vegetarian diet, and it should be openly endorsed and even made into law, if possible, to protect people, animals, and our planet. The only one that we have.
Save Our Planet, as reported by Xinhua News. On November 3, 2011, Peruvian President Ollanta Humala calls for the international community's concrete steps to mitigate climate change, saying that effects such as melting Peruvian Andean glaciers are placing communities at risk.
Warning news. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency announces a recall on Saturday, November 5, 2011, of a cheese product distributed throughout the province of Ontario that may be contaminated with Listeria monocytogenes, a bacteria that can cause serious illness, stillbirths, and even death.
I'm Genty the Gorilla, and I'm following a healthy plant-based diet. Today, I have a delicious veg food tip about hummus. This tasty spread is usually made with sesame, tahini, ground garbanzo beans, and other ingredients such as olive oil and lemon. It's high in protein and a good source of vitamins such as B6 and C. It also contains minerals such as manganese and iron. There are numerous ways to enjoy it, such as adding it to salad dressings or combining it with salsa for an exciting flair. Have fun. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Good governance news. Vancouver, Canada opens two new apartment buildings for individuals in need. The city is allocating a total of 170 apartments to disadvantaged people in the community, including the elderly and those with disabilities. Funding for the modern resident towers came from Canada's federal government, the British Columbia province, and Vancouver.
They are part of a plan to end homelessness in the city by 2015, with a total of 14 structures to be built. Mr. Paul West, a 41-year-old who had been without a place to live for most of the last 10 years, said, "This is truly an opportunity to have a life, to become who you are. This offers stability, warmth, and comfort. Our earnest thankfulness, Canadian Federal Government, British Columbia, and Vancouver, for your caring support of your precious citizens. May all be blessed with secure, warm, and happy homes."
In eco news, organic methods bring abundant harvest to a farmer in India. Mr. T. Sampath Kumar of Shikakalahalli in Karnataka has grown bananas, tomatoes, sunflowers, pigeon peas, finger millet, and mulberry for more than 4 years on his approximately 6 acres of land. In addition, he has started mango drumstick tree and sweet potato, reports the Deccan Herald of India. With his natural methods, Mr. Kuma's first crop of bananas was 30 tons. Moreover, to water efficiently, he uses drip irrigation and prevents moisture loss by covering soil with a blanket of waste sticks and branches. Mr. Kuma said his methods have improved the fertility and quality of the soil. Our accolades and appreciation, Mr. T. Sampath Kumar, for your wonderful example of the numerous benefits of organic practices. May many be encouraged by your success to start eco-friendly farms and gardens for flourishing fruits and vegetables and a healthier planet. Coming up, Singapore children find many ways to be kind. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. More good news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a kind world. In education news, Singapore gives kindness awards to secondary schools. Various educational institutions have been officially recognized by the Singapore Kindness Movement, an initiative inspired by His Excellency Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong in 1996. At a ceremony held at the National University of Singapore Cultural Center, a number of secondary schools were recognized. These included pupils from Beatty Secondary School who sang songs and distributed high cards to encourage other pupils to greet classmates and teachers. The Raffles Girls' School was honored for creating a cookbook of respect, containing recipes of ways that students could show courtesy to others. Congratulations, Singapore, for your lovely secondary students. May all bright youth have a future filled with happiness and success on a gentle earth.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Spanish entitled, Don't.
La esposa se queja. Desde que nos casamos, todo lo que he hecho siempre me lo has impedido, diciendo, no compres cosas, no te maquilles y no cotillees con los vecinos. En serio que odio estas prohibiciones. ¿Por qué no dices alguna vez, sí, puedes comprarlo, sí, puedes hacerlo? Debería irme otra vez a vivir con mis padres. El marido le responde, sí, puedes irte.
And now for our viewers' heartline, about the countdown, which is the number of days that we have to change to a compassionate lifestyle in order to preserve our Earth. This most precious information was revealed to Supreme Master Ching Hai through her deep meditation and love for humanity.
I rather have a question. I sincerely wish to know, what will happen on the last day of the countdown? Tony.
Caring Tony, thank you for your relevant question. Supreme Master Ching Hai has been selflessly devoting her life and resources to helping the world's citizens realize the necessity of adopting the earth-saving vegan diet. We pray that humanity heeds her wise words, so by the time of the last day of the countdown, the Earth's co-inhabitants are living in a loving paradise. May all beings be infinitely blessed.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be ever more graced with faith, hope, and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni welcomes Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé Nyasigbe for his first visit to the nation, with bilateral talks between the two leaders and accompanying delegates intended to foster collaboration in areas such as tourism, economics, and good governance.
Vice President of the Lao National Chamber of Commerce and Industry Dr. Sanan Chan Lameni and Vice President of China's International Trade Promotion Committee Mr. Ni Yuegong agreed to enhance trade relations as they also pledged to promote further understanding between the nation's governments.
Soccer team Al Sadd becomes Qatar's first to win the Asian Champions League title, with goalkeeper Mohamed Soccer's efforts being hailed as heroic for his blocking of two penalty goals during the game's overtime play.
In efforts that represent a 40% increase in aid, the UK's Department for International Development, or DFID, is providing 3,800 new prosthetic limbs and 10,000 crutches to assist Afghan victims of war in recovering productive lives.
Thanks to a donation from the Spanish Agency for International Development Corporation, an organic agriculture cooperative launches in Hoa Binh Province's Luang Son District in Ao Lạc or Vietnam to connect farmers, scientists, businesses, and the government in developing safe and nutritious produce.
UN Children's Fund or UNICEF partners with South Sudan's new government and other organizations in providing thousands of returning citizens in the border town of Renk with food, shelter and other necessities until they are able to complete their journeys home.
To assist returning veterans seeking peaceful employment, U.S. President Barack Obama promotes new ways to help them find jobs, including the creation of government websites, as well as tax credits offered to companies that employ former military members.
Following the British government's warning to travelers against bringing back internationally banned whale meat, Icelandic officials completely withdraw the meat from sale in airport shops.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.